Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions. So please send those in to inch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer those on our Saturday show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good.
Good.
It's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, but still busy.
Yes.
Phones are still ringing. You're out quoting. We're installing. So things.
There's lots going on.
Yep.
602 people, so we crossed,
crossed the 600 threshold on our way to 1,000.
Yep, moving, that are following us, and that's up 5 from last week, so it's going in a good direction. We had some, our junior team break up.
Can we just take a moment of silence, please?
Why? It's a radio show. We're not supposed to be silent.
No, we need to honor that the Leafs didn't make it onto the second round.
Oh, I thought you wanted to honor that Calgary won and made it to the round, won their first game.
No, I was not. No,
scored two goals in the first minute.
Yeah,
you know.
I was just thinking about Toronto, and then Poor Mitch Marner gets carjacked. You know,
how's his couple weeks?
Wow,
going,
you right? Know? You've had a bad couple of days when you don't move on to the second round, and you get carjacked.
Yeah, you just want to go to a movie.
Yeah,
and you get carjacked
in your hometown, like in Toronto. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So we do feel sorry for Mitch, because you know he's going to be coming here to London to do a little mini putt event.
Yeah.
But, that was a pretty tough thing for him.
And, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think, I was handing out blue towels to all you guys here so that you could cry into your,
That's one of the reasons we liked the color that you chose, was because the maple leaf blue on the bottom of our Ukrainian flag.
Yes. Well, we may have to get Calgary,
flags. There's no red. Red would really clash with our colors, so you're just kind of out of luck. Sorry.
Well, Calgary doesn't like to do it easy because, they get two goals, they're up 4-1. I had to go out and run a service call, and I get back and it's tied 6-6. And I'm going, okay,
what happened? I turned the game off and just went to bed. So what happened in the game?
I'll tell you that it's fun to watch that hockey because both teams are skating and they're flying up and down and the passes are happening. It's a real
The smile on your face says that Calgary won eventually.
8-6.
8-8. See, that's just the poor goaltenders, right?
Yeah. Well, the one guy got pulled. He let in 3. Edmonton pulled him.
Yeah, Mike Smith got pulled early, yes.
The new guy lets in 5. So I'm going to maybe put Smith back in. But anyways, doesn't matter. Calgary won. Too bad for the Leafs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe they should get Sutter down coaching in Toronto.
Wow, okay.
Or maybe Dale Hunter. Maybe Dale Hunter should go there.
Well, yeah, because, there's a lot of ex-Knights on the team, so he could inspire them, right? Yes.
Okay, so it's a moment of silence over now.
Yep, we're good now. I had to get that out. Yep.
Now I forget what I was going to... Oh, their junior curling team broke up.
Yes.
And so they go to the Nationals. I think they finish 4th or 5th.
Yep.
And then they break up. Just like the Olympic teams are all breaking up.
Yeah, Well, they got to figure it out, what they want to do. Yeah, good for them. So they've... I'm sure... Owen Henry, one of the people that we sponsor, I'm sure he's found a new team, correct? And so I'm sure he's reaching out for some new sponsorship dollars.
Well, we got into a bidding war.
Ah, did we?
We did for the title sponsor. And you wouldn't support me, so I had a back out of the bidding war. So we're a gold sponsor now.
Gold's okay.
Yeah,
gold's okay.
So it'll be fun anyways. It'll be good. And our mixed doubles, I'll call it, our A team hasn't gotten in touch with us yet.
No, the Tux.
You know, B Team, they've introduced a new Instagram page.
I think you need to be careful how you're calling these teams, well, A and B. You should just say, you know, two of the teams that we sponsor in mixed doubles. There's no A and B.
I'm not talking that's the A team and that's the B team. It's just
You need to qualify that on the radio because they don't know, right?
We've done the Tux for I don't know how many years, 5-6 years now.
Right, yes.
And then we're the McDonald,
the McDonald-Neal combination, yeah, yes.
They're winding down the Tux. They're at the end of their mixed doubles career.
Do they know that, or
They told me.
Oh, they told you that. So they're okay to say that.
They're not going for the next Olympics. They're going to maybe curl another couple of years.
I see. Okay.
But the McDonald-Neal
combination
are
on the rise.
On the rise.
Okay.
Going up. So.
And then Scott's doing something else as well.
Yeah, he's heading out to New Brunswick.
Is he?
So he could be in London at the Brier.
So he's playing with James Grattan, I take
it. Yep. That's the rumor. We're spreading rumors, but that's the rumor.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's the rumor? Okay. So they're all just rumors.
Yeah. Yeah. Confirmed rumor, but they're a rumor.
And, who are you playing with next year in your Olympic run?
Yeah, I don't know. The team after our dismal exit out of the playoffs, there wasn't a lot of talking.
About next year. So yeah. You don't even have plans at all.
I don't know. I could be off. You know, I could be the guy that they say he's the problem. Get rid of him.
So, wow. So. No, I thought. But you were the superstar stick guy.
I was until we lost. So no, I think we'll play together, but.
Oh.
You know, Dan Peterson and Bill Beamish and Steve Dione.
Yep.
I mean, we all get along. We have fun. If we win, that's a bonus. But it's more just having fun out in the ads.
It's all just for fun. Really.
It is.
I'm glad this is recorded because I'm going to play this back for you sometime.
Yeah. Until we hear the word.
Playoffs.
Right.
Yes.
And then the fun goes out of it. And it is. We're here to win it.
Oh, okay. Point. It's good to know.
Yeah. So if you want me to have a really good game, say playoffs.
Okay.
I'm on. All right. You don't, it's just for fun. So that's our little curling. The World Juniors are on. I haven't been following it, but they painted the ice really weird.
Oh.
So I haven't. I know Canada at one point was 2-3 on the men's side, but I haven't really been following, and I couldn't watch the they painted the whole house, like the whole from the hog line in, blue.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just different.
And you don't know, is there a clear front runner in that, in the juniors?
Don't know.
Or is it all kind of mismatched?
Yeah, I didn't even look at who was in it.
Wow, that's not like you.
No, it wasn't like
me. On top of that stuff.
Well, we've been busy here, which is good.
Yeah.
So we got a whole bunch of questions that came in. So we'll get to the first one. It says, how do I choose a filter for my furnace air conditioner?
How do you choose a filter?
Yeah.
Well, you're typically going to be subject to whatever the rack size is, but if you're replacing it, then we have an entirely different conversation with you. So if you have a 1-inch rack, then you're going to be looking for 1-inch filters. So you have to be careful not so that it's not too dense that the air is having a hard time going through, because that'll cause problems, and you don't want to make it too light that all the dust is running through it. So there's good conversations. You know, if you need to be at least looking for a MERV 8 to MERV 11 filter for your furnace.
And if you were getting a new system,
then we're having an entirely different conversation. Then I'm having a consultation with you about filtration.
Okay, and then that's how you would choose it at that point?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You were kind of short, you know. You
well, I'm looking. Long I'm looking at your timer, thinking that you know I don't have much time to answer a question. So, okay.
Well, when we come back,
you usually go cut me off, yeah. Right?
Well, when we come back, we'll do the second half of that. Then, if you're thinking of replacing it,
are you going to talk about drive-throughs too?
Nope, not right now. You are listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. We're always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. So we were talking just before the break there, not about 7-minute drive-throughs to get a coffee.
Right.
But we were talking about how do you choose an air filter, and you talked about if you're leaving everything there, you get determined by the width of the
cabinet, yes,
of the filter cabinet that it's going in. But now I'm going to put in a new furnace in there. So what should I look at filtration for that?
So we're going to have a conversation just about you and your health in your home. So we're going to have a conversation as to, do you have allergies? Do you find the house exceptionally dusty? It's all about, at this point in time, it's all about air quality improvement. So, we can have conversations just to, if you want better, cleaner air, we can have those conversations because there are certain filters that are better than others, obviously. We will put in at least a 4-inch thick filter. And the reason we do that is because it gets your MERV rating up to a higher number. So it gets you a MERV 8 to 10, and then which is better for you. But then it also allows you not to have to change your filter as often. So those 4 to 5-inch filter cabinets, you only have to change the filter maybe every 4 to 6 months. So that's better for you as just a maintenance thing, because a lot of people don't remember to change their filters when they only have a 1-inch filter, because they should be doing it either monthly or every 2 months. So all that, we have those conversations, because if you've got chronic allergies, then I may be talking to you about HEPA filtration, to really clean the air in the home. So there's lots about filtration.
In this spring, I've noticed there's a lot more pollen and a lot more dust, like my car's getting dirtier quicker.
Right.
So it seems to be a bad summer for that.
Right, and we are coming up to tree pollen time, so that is going to be happening very soon. So
yeah, some of those, pine trees, you see the poof.
Yeah, it's that yellow dust that you'll see coming in the city of London actually very soon, and it gets quite thick in some areas. So that can be drawn into your house all the time, so there's ways to deal with it.
Yeah, now if you hear some dogs in the background, I'm dog sitting.
Are you?
So I have 3 dogs for the long weekend.
How do you feel about having 3 dogs? I have that same issue at my home, right?
Well, I'll tell you after the weekend's over. I may have a sign out front, dogs for adoption.
Oh, is that right? Like that. And whose dogs do you have?
Jessica, my daughter, and my ex-wife's dog. So
okay.
I have 2 golden doodles and a great Pyrenees.
All staying with you at your house?
Yes.
For how long?
For 4 days.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow. And who thought... Jessica wouldn't really think that this was typically a very good idea.
Well, Jesse thinks that we're going to FaceTime every day with her dog.
Is that right?
And I looked at her and went, no.
No,
not.
No.
We're not. I am not holding my phone up so you can, how you doing there, little doggy? sorry. We'll give it some food, give it some water. I'll try to take 3 dogs for a walk.
And where? That'll be interesting. Where are they staying? Where are they? Do they have all different parts of the house?
No, they'll all be together. If they get really frustrating, they'll go in the laundry room.
In the, all 3 of them
all
in the laundry room?
And
you're just
going to
shut the door?
Shut the door. Turn the TV on. But most likely, they'll all be on the couch with me. So I can see
you're
that
not going to be sitting on the couch of all 3 dogs, because they're not small dogs.
No, they aren't small dogs. Well, that'll be a story to talk about next week.
And you wait. You wait to see, you think you're having trouble getting Tundra in. Now that you've got 3 of them in the backyard, have yourself a nice day.
Well, and my allergies. That's what could worry about. But,
yeah. But Jessica calls you. So how's she doing? I don't know. I haven't seen her in 3 days. She's still outside and won't come in.
Yeah. Sorry. She got out and I don't know where she went. She wouldn't come back.
So where is Jessica going?
They're going out to New Brunswick for a little trip.
Oh, nice.
As a family, so it would be nice for them.
And Dad gets the dogs.
Yep. Yeah, now, I guess it's only fair because they've had to look after Tundra when I went away and Flurry back in the day.
You know, right.
So,
did she lay that on you as a guilt trip to when she was asking you to look after the dog?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I was just a nice dad, Steve.
A nice papa. Yeah. Okay. Good. It's good to know. Yeah.
Now, we got another question came in. Says, does adjusting the thermostat up or down really save money?
Well, I guess we've had this conversation many times. It's really, it depends on how much of a change you make. So, I mean, if we're talking heating season and you're taking it and it's normally, you like it 22 in the house and you're dropping it to, I don't know, like 16, you're probably not doing yourself any favors because it's probably too deep of a dip in your thermostat. You know, a couple of degrees is great, but you just have to be careful you don't go too far. And keep in mind that as a house cools off, it's not just the air that cools off, but it's all the other things in the home. So the walls, the furniture, the floors, all that takes energy to heat back up. That's why if we're in a house and the heat's been off for a week or say, and the house is cold, that furnace will run for 2 or 3 days just to try to get the house up to temperature, because although the air temperature is heating very quickly, all that energy is being sucked into all the objects that are around because they're all the same temperature. So it takes a while for a house to warm up if it's been left for too long.
Yeah.
And likewise, air conditioning, we just tell people, find your temperature and just leave it. It's because it's not the temperature so much as it's the humidity, which is the issue. So this hot air in the city of London in the summertime is full of moisture, like a lot of moisture. So your air conditioner has to work hard to get rid of that moisture. So if you are setting it back, really you're letting a lot of moisture back in because it will travel in as the temperature changes, and then that's what your air conditioner has trouble doing. It has to work harder to get that humidity out.
And as we know, your temperature is 21. And my temperature is low.
Low. I mean, whatever that means. It's under
possible.
15. It's under 15, yeah.
Yeah, just nice, cool.
So that brings up another thing. If you are like Peter Inch and you like low as your temperature, which is kind of like refrigerator-like or freezer-like, it's important to tell me that, because when I'm doing your load calculation, I can change the temperature that you like it in your homes on my sheet. So when I do that, it's going to change some numbers because it's below what the normal is for the area. So like the indoor temperature is important. So if you like it colder, like Biz does, I just put that in my program and it'll reflect the air conditioner size. So as long as your ductwork can support it and your furnace can support it, then if you're one of those people and you need a bigger air conditioner, then we can figure that out for you.
I thought you were saying you need to tell me before you drive in my car. I thought, you know.
No.
Because I'll just drive and keep turning both the low.
That's nice,
and
yeah.
Then say, put on the jacket.
That's what you will. And I'll just roll down the window and let all that pollen-filled air into your climate.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about that road trip for a long time.
It's true. It's true.
So we had another one come in that says, what causes my air conditioner to freeze up?
Well, it can be a few things. Freezing is due to maybe poor air circulation, number one. So you've got a dirty filter. Your outdoor air conditioner is partially plugged. So filter restriction is big, and it's probably the leading cause. Then it could be a restriction in the refrigerant flow someplace. So there's something which is causing the refrigerant not to travel properly, and that's called a restriction, and that can cause a freeze-up as well. And then lastly, your air conditioner probably could be low on refrigerant charge. So there's not enough refrigerant in it. Maybe there's a small leak someplace which has caused it so that the levels aren't such, and now you're going to start building up on ice. So when you see a little ice, maybe outside by the valves or ice just going into the furnace where the evaporator coil is, imagine that ice now is completely covering the air conditioner coil inside the furnace. And so as it keeps running and there's more ice building up quicker, you're going to see less and less airflow coming out of your register because the coil is getting plugged. And then it'll eventually just, there'll be nothing there. So if you call us because there's ice, we're not going to be able to come for at least a day because that ice has to thaw in order for us to do a proper evaluation. So keep that in mind. You just have to shut that down and we'll be out later.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, oh, you know, I forgot my Bob McCown.
Oh, did you?
No, yes. On May the 21st, we are doing the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, May 21st.
Well, it's a little late, but at least it's in there, right?
That's right. Two segments late, but hey, you got it in the second half of the show.
All right.
I didn't bring my sunglasses in. That's why I didn't remember to be Bob McCown. So, how do I know if my older air conditioner is safe?
Well, your older air conditioner is safe.
Safe.
Okay. Safe means, is it okay, I guess?
Well, or is it going to explode or catch on fire or shock you? Want me to keep going?
Well, I'm just trying to understand the question. So, I mean, the only way you're going to find out if it's okay, if it's safe, is to actually have a technician come out and look at it. So we come out, we'll look at it, we'll check the contactor, the capacitor, the condenser fan motor, the compressor, the refrigerant level. So we do all that stuff. So that way, when we come out and... because our guys are qualified refrigeration techs, they'll just say, yep, this unit is good to go. Or they'll say, this capacitor is a little low, you should replace it, or there's some problems here. So only a professional can really diagnose whether your air conditioner is safe or not.
Now, we put on Facebook last week, so again, those 602 people who are following us, they got notified of this.
Oh, did they?
Because so if you really, you know, follow us, so you make sure you get this, but... we put on there a one-year-old air conditioner.
Right.
And we showed the picture with the decorative grills on it. And then with the grill removed, showing the carpet of dirt.
Right.
And then we did the maintenance and showed what it looked like after the maintenance.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, my air conditioner doesn't need maintenance. I didn't run it that much. But that can just show what can get built up.
Right. So. And you know, you don't know, so, because you... people don't, those protective grills are on there so that it protects your air conditioner coil. So when a technician removes them, then you're going to see that it really needs a maintenance. Now, if you have a HVAC contractor who's not removing those grills and doing a maintenance, they're not really doing you any justice. So, you know, if our guys will strip that down and open it up to make sure that they're cleaning everything.
Now, another question says, does a bigger cooling system offer you better cooling?
Well, if your name's Peter Inch, then I'm going to have to agree with that statement. Bigger is better in his world. But for the rest of the people in the City of London, I'm going to say, no, bigger's not better. We do a load calculation on every single job that we do just to make sure that the air conditioner is sized correctly. So the reason for that is bigger means you'll get colder faster, but in achieving that colder faster, your air conditioner doesn't run maybe as long as it should and you don't dehumidify as well. So now you'll have a cold, clammy house instead of a cold, dry house. So there really is an art to it. Mm-hmm. So it is important that load calculation be done in order to either verify the current air conditioner size you have or to recommend maybe putting a bigger one in, or maybe it shows that the one you have is slightly too big anyways and it needs to come down a size in order for it to dehumidify better. All those things will show themselves when we do a load calculation.
And if you know, like I keep mine at low,
right?
You can put that adjustment in there so that it sizes the air conditioner
correctly. Yeah, and you also have ventilation air coming into your house, so all that is factored in as well. So you run your ventilation system all the time, so I have to factor that in as well. Now, if your name's Biz, and the conversation goes like this, well, you know, Biz, this 2.5-ton air conditioner is sized correctly for your house. She said, well, I want the 3. I want the 3. Steve, you don't understand. When I want to be cold, I want to be cold. Okay, 3 it is.
Yeah. Now, that could make it a little more humid in the
home. It could, yes. Yep,
because it's not drawn
there. But apparently, the way she runs it, I'm sure it's very cold and dry in the house.
Yeah. I may have to turn my HRV up a little bit with 3 dogs to get that fresh air moving a little quicker.
Yeah, or yes, and maybe install an APCO UV to try to get rid of the dog smell as well. Especially because if it rains outside, you'll have 3 times the wet doggy smell coming into your house. That's attractive.
I do have an APCO UV, so maybe when Jessica calls to FaceTime with Ozzy, her dog, I can go down and show her all the HVAC system that we have that's making it healthy in my home.
Her dogs. Yes. Yeah. For Ozzy. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. I may do that.
Ozzy's her name?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
And Maggie.
Ozzy, Maggie, and Tundra.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, make sure if you're going down Byron Boulevard, wave at the house where you'll hear all the barking for the entire neighborhood for the weekend.
You know, did you watch the London news? Somebody stole a polar bear statue out of a
wood?
Lady's garden. No, it was cement. It was pretty heavy.
Really?
And I started to think, my wooden statue, I may have to, you know, put an alarm on it if somebody comes by to try to take it.
I was thinking you're going with the polar bear thing because of the Coke bottle you have sitting there beside you. You know, the Coke commercials with the polar bears?
Yeah, well, yes. That was great. I do have some of that in my Coke collection in the basement.
So you should have a polar bear. Maybe you were the one that took the polar bear statue.
No, I didn't. But it was returned.
Okay.
So it was a good story all the way around. It left and came back. It just wanted a trip.
Oh, did it?
It wanted to go on a vacation.
It wanted to see outside the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm replacing my outdoor air conditioner, do I need to replace the indoor unit? And the indoor unit is really the evaporator coil.
Yes.
But do they need to match or can they be different?
Well, think of it this way. If the outside piece is broken, so the inside piece was put in the same time, so it's probably not in good shape anyways. When you replace one, we believe you have to replace the other. It's not a question of leaving it. Couple of reasons. Maybe your air conditioner had a compressor burnout. And if you have a compressor burnout, then you got to replace everything. So when a compressor burns out, the oil's burnt, and it's charred inside that line and inside that evaporator coil. So it's all bad. It all has to be done. When we talk to a customer about efficiencies, this air conditioner is 16 SEER. If you don't change the coil, it's not what you're buying. You're not buying a 16 SEER air conditioner. You're buying an air conditioner and it's not rated at all. You can't tell it it's a 16 or 15 or that just goes in the garbage because you're not matching the coil with it. Yeah, it's pretty important. And it's not surprising we come across many times when there's an older air conditioner and the existing coil is still old. So you need to replace both.
And what about the line set?
Well,
so the line, and I should rephrase that, the copper lines that run from the outdoor unit to that coil.
Right. So it depends if we're using the same refrigerant. So if it's a newer system and it's on an R410A, we can leave the line set as long as it wasn't a compressor burn. If the compressor has been burned out, it has to be changed because it's just going to, if you don't change it, and you don't, even if you clean it, doesn't matter. You're going to have another compressor burnout because it's just going to ruin the new air conditioner. So compressor burnout has to be changed. If you're changing refrigerants, so if you're going from Freon R22 to the new R410, change the line set. I mean, will it work? Sure, it'll work for a while. Even if you clean it, it'll work for a while, but you'll never guarantee you're going to get all the residue oil, the R22 oil, out of that line, and it's going to cause problems down the road. So best install practices, refrigerant change, change the line set.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I hope everybody's having a great long weekend out there, Victoria Day. Enjoy it. Take the time with the family. Do some lovely stuff. Maybe take dogs for a walk. You know, just enjoy it. I'll be sitting back by my fountain to drown out the dogs barking, you know.
So. Yes. Yeah. Maybe you should take them to one of those dog parks. Can you unleash them there? You can't unleash them. Can you?
Yeah. Oh. But I can't do that.
Why?
Tundra figures out how to escape out the gate. And I didn't believe it. Brandon, my son, took her there. And he says, yeah, she will run to the other gate and just wait. And so I went with him one time. And sure enough, Tundra's running around. And then she sees people getting out of a car. So she runs to the gate. And as soon as the people lifted the latch, she pushed the gate open and ran in. Now, there's another gate. You know, it's kind of done that way. But, you know, it was like, wow, okay. We're not taking her to a dog park anymore. I could be chasing her down the street. And that one was on Adelaide, or Commissioners in Adelaide area.
Wow.
So she would have got out right out onto Commissioners Road. And
who knows where she would have gone.
So we can't go to dog parks. So.
Okay.
That's why I have a bungee cord wrapped around my gate, because she learned how to open that gate. But now she hadn't figured out how to take the bungee cord off.
And not yet.
She may chew through it one day.
Yes.
Then get out.
And escape. Wow. She's quite, she's an escape artist.
Yeah. Well, that breed is known for paying attention and then finding ways to do it. So.
Hmm.
Maybe I would have learned on the first one.
Right.
Not to get another
Great Pyrenees. Yeah, yes.
But I didn't. So another question came in, says, how can I increase the efficiency / lifespan of my furnace air conditioner?
So the only way that's going to happen is if you have it maintained. So like your automobile, if you want to preserve the life expectancy of your automobile, you need to take it to the mechanic on a regular basis and have it maintained and keep it clean. So those are key things. So apply that same thing that you do for your automobile to your furnace and your air conditioner. So it's important that a qualified technician maintains it and looks after it to make sure that it's running properly and then keep it clean. I know that you keep yours washed on a regular basis. You even wax your stuff. So, I mean, you're going to get longevity out of treating your equipment properly.
Do you wax yours?
No.
All I can get, do you want a bottle of Peter Inch air conditioning wax?
With your face on it?
With my face on it.
Don't take this the wrong way. We spend enough time together, right?
You don't want my face sitting on the shelf in your garage or down the basement, and you walk down and
waving at me with a smile. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want that? I can get a case sent to you.
I'm sure you can.
You know, pretty easily.
So. Yeah.
You know, or you can get the spray. You just spray it and wipe it.
The spray and wipe would be better for
you. Well, with your new car, you know, you're out there going to be touching up your car with this little spray wax.
Am I going to be spray waxing over the wrap?
Yep.
Okay.
So just go over to the air conditioner and give it a little love. You know, give it a hug.
Okay.
You know, we need to love our air conditioner.
I know. Yeah.
They take a lot of abuse over the years.
My daughter loves the air conditioner, let me tell you. Yes, because it runs.
Yep, on that top floor, definitely. Yes. I had grew up on a top floor like
But you didn't have one thing, which I learned, was that solar panels keep the sun off the roof.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
So there's not as much heat gain on that roof because the solar panels take all the energy away.
So you don't spend any money on electricity.
Oh no! It's done through a third party, so they're just using my roof. It was done with the previous owner, so yeah, I get a small fee every year, just for the use of my roof. No, but yeah, I did notice that, which was very interesting. That the solar panels take all the energy off the roof, so there's really it's not as hot up there as it could be.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, kind of interesting, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You would never have thought that. But I guess you are. It's like putting an umbrella over your roof.
Yep.
Because they're absorbing the sun and the heat. And,
yep.
Yep. That's interesting.
It was. I found that very interesting. Not something I had thought about before.
Are service contracts or maintenance contracts worth it? We call them inch plans here.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. I mean, that's our regular maintenance plan. So if you want your equipment to last longer, then have a qualified technician come up and look after your equipment. That's what our inch care plans do. So being a member gets you a few other benefits with us. So you get priority service. You're going to get a little bit of savings on replacement parts if they need to be replaced, like for capacitors and things like that. So there's true benefits to being a member.
And you get filters?
You get filters. Our maintenance plans they include the filter replacement, which is a benefit as well.
So you save a little cost there?
Yes, absolutely.
And you get our smiling faces.
You get all of our great technicians, and you get to interact with them, and they will treat you right.
So when we talk about R22 air conditioners,
mm-hmm.
You know, why should people replace those? Like, you know, if it's working and it's only 6% efficient or 6 SEER, you know, why replace it?
Well, I mean, it's great that it's still working and everything's good, but you know, you're using a lot more hydro than you would be on a new air conditioner. But keep in mind that if anything goes wrong with that air conditioner refrigerant-wise, we can't fix it. So R22 now is a no-no. We can't use it. So you just have to be aware of that if something goes wrong with that air conditioner, you're going to have to end up, you're going to be replacing it because you're not going to be repairing it. So why not be proactive and not reactive? Because when it breaks, it's going to break on the hottest day of the year, and then you're not going to be able to necessarily pick the best company to deal with because you're just going to want it dealt with quickly. And in a hot season, if someone can do it tomorrow, I would question what they're doing for you, because you know typically when it's really hot, you're going to have to wait a little bit to get an air conditioner.
Yeah, they may not be selling you what's good for you, but what they have sitting on the shelf.
Right.
You know, and that's not always the best.
Is it sized correctly or anything? Are they changing the coil or are they leaving the coil? My guess is they'll just be replacing the outdoor unit and leaving the line in the coil.
Yeah, which it isn't what's best for you as a homeowner.
Nope.
And R22 units, it is, you know, it was a good Freon back in the day, but it has lived its time and it's time for us to move on. And
yep.
And those units now, we don't even carry R22 in our shop or
at
on
all.
Our trucks anymore.
Right.
Because,
it's all gone. Yeah.
So it is time to take a look. And anybody who's just topping them up is just creating more of a problem in the environment.
Yeah, don't get caught, because the fine is huge. If you're caught topping up air conditioners, or you know, if you're just cutting them loose and releasing charge, all that is bad. And the refrigeration cops will get you, and the fines are heavy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752, or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hit the podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.